Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
Let me, from the outset of this sermon, define the word deliberate. Deliberate is defined as to do something intentionally, to do something on purpose, or after careful, slow consideration. Done by intention or design. Another definition of deliberate is to think over or discuss evidence and options carefully. You know that every morning that God allows us to wake up and have a reasonable portion of health and strength, we have to decide what our intentions are for that day. We must choose to make decisions and take actions on what is important to us. Let me give you a few examples. Some people get up out of their beds during the work week and get showered and dressed for work, drive to work, but have no intention to do anything when they get to work. Am I right about it? Some children wake up, get washed, and dress for school, ride a school bus, carpool or walk to school, and once there, choose not to participate in class discussion or to turn in homework assignments, and then wonder why they are being recommended to repeat the grade level. Can I talk to y'all? Some of us present, watching, or listening today, God woke us up this morning, still with a roof over our heads, clothes to wear, food to eat, still able to reasonably think, and we have to have someone to beg us to praise the Lord. Some of us need people or things to cause us to praise the Lord. We need the praise team. We need the choir to sing our song. We need the pastor to preach a good sermon. We need life going our way. And if these things take place, then we will praise the Lord. But if not, we cross our legs and fold our arms and create a praiseless atmosphere around us. Some of us are so cold and lifeless that the person sitting next to us can catch a spiritual cold. But David tells us in our Psalm 34 text that we should be deliberate in our worship and praise of our God. In other words, we should praise God on purpose. We should deliberately praise God. Matter of fact, we shouldn't wait till we get to church to praise God. But when our eyes open up in the morning, our deliberate praise party ought to begin. David says, I will bless or praise the Lord. Sounds like David is being deliberate. In other words, David is saying to us, if nobody else will, I will praise the Lord. David emphatically says, I will bless or praise the Lord. In other words, David is telling us that blessing and praising the Lord should be a natural behavior pattern of the true believer in Christ Jesus. Praise should come natural to the believer. Oh, y'all, okay. David, when will you be deliberate in your praise to God? David answers himself. He says, I will bless the Lord at Yeah. What's all times? That means in good times and even in bad times. And I want you to know that David has had his share of bad times. Matter of fact, when David wrote this psalm, he was in the midst of tough or bad times. David was being chased by King Saul out of his country. And David had to go into the enemy's camp. He went and dwelt among the Philistines. And when the Philistines discovered who David was, they brought him before Achish, the king of the Philistines, in order to exact judgment over David. Why? Because David had won victories over King Achish and the Philistine army. But when David was brought before King Achish, the Bible says that David acted like he had lost his mind. He acted like he was crazy. So King Achish considered him not to be a threat to him nor the Philistine armies. And let me pause and say right here that when you are deliberate in your praise to God, some folk will think that you are crazy. They will say he or she is out of their mind. It doesn't take all of that. But my brothers and sisters, when you realize how much you owe God, when you think about all that he has done and that he is doing and what he's going to do, you don't have to wait for the right time to give him glory and praise. When you are deliberate in your praise to God, David tells us that we shouldn't mind praising God in public. Can I talk to y'all? Listen what David says. David says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." In other words, when I arrive at church, it is my intention to deliberately praise the Lord publicly and openly. In other words, I don't know about you, I'm just talking about me. I refuse to act like an undercover saint. We have any undercover saints in here? I refuse to be silent when I come amongst the people of God and come into the house of the Lord. I'm going to bless deliberately the name of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm not ashamed. I ain't scared to publicly praise the Lord. No problems. What would happen if everybody who showed up at church was deliberate in their praise to God? I tell you what happened. I was told when praises go up, blessings come down. Is anybody in here want to be blessed? I'm almost finished. I don't know about you, but I am going to praise God purposely and deliberately. I am going to willfully and voluntarily praise my God. You know why? Because God has been so good to me. Has he been good to you? I don't know about you, but I've got something to boast about. David says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And I wonder this morning, do you have anything you can boast about your God? I don't know about you, but I certainly have some deliberate reasons to boast about my God. I can boast that God saved me. Has he saved any of you? I can boast that God has healed me. Anybody in here can boast? I can boast that God has restored me. When I've fallen and drifted away, he restored my soul. And guess what? I can boast that God has helped me. Has he been a helper to you? But deacons, you know what? I can boast that God has kept me. Even at the times when I didn't want to keep myself, God kept me from stumbling, kept me from falling. And guess what? I can boast that God is still making a way out of no way. He provides for my every need. Is there anybody here that can boast about the goodness of our God? All right. Is there anybody here watching or listening today who is not ashamed to deliberately magnify the Lord? Well, check this out. Let's be like David and the congregation. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Can somebody magnify the Lord with me? Is there anybody here who will join me in exalting the name of the Lord? For he is a high tower. He is a strong tower. Are you willing to give him deliberate praise? That's it. That's it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I pray that you will leave here today saying as your mantra, I'm going to deliberately each and every day of my life praise God. In the good times, gas going up, I'm still going to praise him. Food costs going up, but I'm still going to praise him. Why? Because he can still make a way, even in the desert times, he can make a way. Look, you may not be able to fill your tank, but you're able to get a few gallons to get you where you need to go. Hallelujah.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.